back in the day when I was in the seminary, both rectors I was able to learn from. First, Father Bill Baer, God rest in peace. He always chose who the priests he wanted to preach on what the day was. And on Mondays, it's always, you know, the tougher days of the week in the seminary. And so we'd have the priest that would really have a good kind of simple and happy homily. And at St. Paul's Seminary, Father Aloysius, Monsignor, would joke us on a Monday that get back to work. And he loved Mondays because his work was over from the last week. So today on a Monday, I want to kind of dive into some of our morality. We heard the word today of truth. Heard in the gospel what Jesus said to his disciples, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me." Well, today, I was kind of thinking last night, this morning actually, thinking about truth, and especially thinking about lying. You know, when times are between lying or being honest. And I was thinking about being in philosophy, again with morality. The first to think of is one of the big ones that we talked about in the seminary about, you know, if a Nazi knocks on your door and you're hiding Jews in your house, would you be true or would you lie? And still to this day, I would lie, right? I want to help other people rather than helping the enemy. You know, and there's other types of things you think about, like Santa. I mean, do you really teach your children that there is a Santa? Or do you pretend? Or you think about in our gospel when we heard about Pontius Pilate, who said, "What is truth?" When obviously the truth was right in front of him as the person. You know, there's a lot of spectrums in our lives that we think about all the time. And we are told to be truthful. And what does that mean? You know, what does that mean teaching children about sexuality? Or what do you think when it's the quote-unquote white lies? It's not really serious, quote-unquote, but it's not true. I mention that because we're coming forward towards the Holy Spirit. And I think through the Spirit, we grow with our conscience. And we need to discern in different situations about what is true and okay, and what is even quote-unquote true, and it might be 100% correct. And I know when I listen to confessions, you know, somebody, they might ask a question, you know, "Father, is this lying?" And I really ask the person, you know, what is your conscience telling you? What is your heart? And the more we grow with our Savior and the Holy Spirit and our Father, we can learn those different situations. I know, like parents that have to teach their children about their bodies. You know, what you're teaching a two-year-old is different than somebody that's 13 or 14. Let's be open today and think in our hearts, where are we honest? And what are we in those tough situations? And how do we bring them to God?